Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What got you interested in doing a show like the All New Monty Guys and Girls?
Well, it was twofold. For one, I grew up as a performer, so it was always, an absolute career highlight for me to get the chance to work with Todd McKenney. I didn't think I'd be having to strip naked in order to get the opportunity, but I was more than happy to take it in whatever sort of form it presented itself. And then, of course, the other reason is, breast cancer is just one of those horrible diseases that affects absolutely everybody in some way, either it's personally or someone very close to you, a friend, a family member. It's everywhere, and it can be really preventable if we catch it early. So, getting the chance to dance on stage with Todd and also, really promote a really fantastic cause, it was just a no-brainer in the end for me.
Has there been an incident in your personal life, Erin, in relation to breast cancer?
So not breast cancer specifically, definitely, friends and distant family members, no one very close to me, but, we're not unaffected by cancer. We've had awful things like skin cancers and brain tumours and things like that. So I do know what it's like to lose someone very close to me to a horrible disease. And with something like breast cancer, which affects just so many of us, and the fact that we really can have a really good chance of survival should we get onto it early, it was just a really important cause to get behind and help the show really champion.
My guest this afternoon is former Miss World Australia Erin Holland, the all-new Monty Guys and Girls on Sunday night on Prime 7. So you'd consider yourself a bit of a dancer, wouldn't you?
Yes. So I've grown up on stage since I was 4 years old, and I actually went to the Sydney Con and did opera singing for my university degree. So I've been dying to be on stage my entire life. And, getting to perform at the State Theatre in front of 2,000 people was amazing until the last 10 seconds that I had to get my kid off. Every other moment of it, I absolutely enjoyed without any trepidation.
Well, I'll get to that in a few seconds' time, but obviously just introduce us to some of the cast that you've actually been working with for those who may have missed the first two shows.
Yes, so starting off, we have, National Treasure Paddy Newton, who is just the most wonderful human being. She was amazing, and I found myself being really starstruck seeing her every single weekend that we were filming. She's just, an absolute superstar. And then we had Sam Frost, who, of course, Home and Away, and The Bachelorette and The Bachelor of Fame, who is just one of the most lovely human beings, just so down to earth, such a joy. Lila Jones, I've been watching her swim for what feels like 100 years because she was around for such a long time. She was amazing, so much fun. Danielle Spencer, I've read about her for such a long time. She has an amazing career herself, of course. Used to be married to Russell Crowe. We had Fiona O'Loughlin, who is just hysterical.
Yep.
One of the funniest human beings you will ever meet in your life. And Ash Pollard as well, My Kitchen Rules, also on the radio.
Yep.
An absolute laugh. And, we just such a great bunch of girls. And I really looked forward to every single weekend that we got together to, put the show together. It was amazing.
How long were the rehearsals / choreography routines before you got onto the stage? Was it a matter of weeks or was it months?
So we filmed it across about 2 months.
Wow.
Because we had, Georgie Parker as well as our host, we had girls involved in Home and Away. They filmed Monday to Friday. So we did about 2 months worth of weekends.
Yep.
And they were big days. We were filming sort of 10 to 15 hour days, depending on what we were doing. Of course, because it's breast cancer awareness, there were a lot of activities that we did. You'll see a lot of different stuff when you watch the show on Sunday. We did quite a few different activities other than just the dance rehearsals. So, there was a lot involved, which was great. And I have to say, the girls did a lot more actual dancing than the boys did. I think we were a little bit more capable than they were. So Todd really put us through our paces, and we've got, quite the routine to show everyone on Sunday.
Well, I know when I spoke to Todd McKenney a couple of weeks ago on the program, one of the things he did mention about Paddy Newton was Bert actually went up to Todd and said, look, just put Paddy Newton towards the back of the stage. It's sort of like to just push her away for a little bit. And I thought, well, no, because the show like this, it doesn't matter body shape. It's nothing like that. It's to raise awareness for breast cancer. The guys did it. The girls are doing it. It's just wonderful to see. I guess a big thing as well was confidence. How you mentioned there at the top that you weren't sort of confident in doing it, but you were confident in the dancing. It must be hard. I mean, I have trouble in the shower. with confidence, with body confidence.
Well, that's exactly right. Everyone has their body hang-ups, right? No one is 100% body confident or was 100% confident in what we were doing. And, for someone like me, Yes, I was a former Miss Australia, and I do spend a lot of my life on camera. But you know, my breasts are actually the part of my body that I'm least confident about. Like,
Right.
I'm quite flat chested, and I don't have a lot going on in that area. And yet, I'm exposing the part of me that I am, you know, least confident
Yep.
about to 2,000 people live at State Theatre, but also the entirety of Australia. And then, you know, Lisa was like, "I'm very body confident. I've been, you know, displayed for the world to see since I was really, really young, but I can't dance, so I'm really nervous about dancing." And you know, we all have our hang-ups and our things, and we have to overcome in order to sort of come together and get up the courage to do this on stage. So sort of watching everyone go through their journey as well, and for me personally, getting to a point where I actually felt, you know, comfortable enough in my own skin to get up there and sort of literally bear all for the world to see when it wasn't something that, you know, I was really comfortable doing in the beginning, was an amazing journey personally, apart from the fact that we're, you know, really championing such a really important cause.
Yep.
So I think we all really got a lot out of it.
And just finally, Erin, your fiancé, Ben Cunning, how did he feel about it?
He could not believe that I was doing it. When I told him, I said, "Yeah, I'm doing this new show on 7 off. I'm really excited. Going to be dancing, going to be doing all of this. You know, I'm selling it all." And then he goes, "Oh, yeah, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, all of you wanting?" He goes, "What?" You're getting your boobies out on stage. I said, yeah, I am. And he goes, "All right, all power to you."
Fair enough.
Couldn't believe that's what I was going to be doing. And unfortunately, he actually wasn't able to be there because our finale performance in Sydney was the day before his first Big Bash game at the Gabba. So he was up in training and sort of getting ready. So I'll actually be watching it next to him for the first time that he's seen it too. So I'll be very interested to see his reaction when we finally do sort of get it all out for everyone to see. But, you know, but he's always very supportive of me and my career. And I think he was definitely taken aback, but on board with the causes and the reasons why.
Well, we'll all be sitting down watching on Sunday night, that is for sure. Erin Holland, really do appreciate your time. The show on Sunday night, 7 p.m, Prime 7, the all-new Monty. Guys and girls, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. And, yeah, congratulations on doing it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting.
That is Erin Holland joining us on Gold Central Victoria.